You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Tess is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. She's getting ghosted by a dude named Julio. So we're about to see if we can find out why she's getting ghosted and maybe get her another date if she still wants one. Tess, before we get into your date and stuff, how long has it been since you heard from Julio?
It's been a while, at least a week. I thought we had a really good time.
So why don't we talk about that? Tell us about your date. How did you meet Julio?
I think I met him online. One of my girlfriends, those dating sites or whatever. And I wasn't going to pick on his profile, but, ended up messaging. And we actually went to a nice restaurant because I told him that I'm a homebody. And when I go out, I like to really treat myself to the finer things.
Okay.
So he was really sweet and he wanted to make me feel special. So he told me to get all dressed up and he took me to this gorgeous restaurant that makes you feel like you're actually in Italy.
Ooh. So,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Way to go all out on a first date.
The Olive Garden is nice.
It wasn't Olive Garden.
So what was the conversation like? Did you guys have a good time when you finally got there?
I felt like a princess the whole night. I could really tell that he went out of his way to make me feel really special. And he's got this just beautiful movie star smile. He carries a Gucci wallet. He just seemed really interested in everything I said. And I loved, one thing I really liked was how close he is to his little sister. Really sweet. He goes on, he has a sister date with her every week because their dad passed away. So he's trying to step up and be a father figure in her life. And he sincerely loves his mom. He has a really great job and he's really funny. And it's like, I don't know. I manifested him in real life. I'm so glad he's my girlfriend and clicked on his profile. And at the end, we gave each other a hug and that, the little double kiss, European double kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I couldn't wait to see him again. And he was like, yeah, cool. And he walked to his car.
And that was the last thing that he said to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think happened then?
I think maybe he got busy with his sister. He made a point to let me know that she's a priority and she comes first no matter what. So if I'm not hearing back from him, something going on because conversation went so well at the actual date. And I just want to make sure he's okay,
So you don't necessarily think you're getting ghosted?
I don't think so, but I wanted to just check. There's always that little voice of doubt, but...
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, you could be.
Right.
You also might not be.
And that's why we're here, to help you sleep easier. Because that's the worst when you have that in your head, especially when you feel like you've really connected with somebody. It's am I nuts for thinking that? So...
Yeah.
Okay. How old is his sister? I'm sorry.
She's 13.
Oh, okay. So she's young.
There's a good amount of things you could do at 13, though, like baseball games or basketball. Like, she can be in a lot of sports and stuff. So maybe
Or if she does need that attention, you know, like school and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I feel like that's a valid excuse, though, if he's not.
Yeah.
He should have told you that.
Yeah. I say normally he would probably text back and be like, hey, I'm really busy with my sister.
That's what I would think. You know, if he already told you that, maybe he would, if he wasn't ghosting you, he might be like, yeah, sorry, things are just busy. You know, he hasn't responded to you at all. Yeah.
No, nothing.
All right. Well, we'll try to figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you, or if he's even ghosting you, and get you another date if you still want one right after this.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, and if you're just joining us, Tess is on the phone, and she may or may not be getting ghosted by a guy named Julio. So we're about to call him and see if he is ghosting her. Real quick, though, Tess, why don't you catch everybody up on your date with Julio before we call him?
Okay, so we had a really great date at this amazing Italian fancy restaurant, and we had really great chemistry. I really liked him. He's close with his family. He recently lost his father, and he has little sisters, so he's been stepping up, trying to be like a father figure in our life. And anyway, I bring that up because after the date, everything seemed like we were going to see each other again, but I haven't heard from him in the last week. So I'm thinking maybe he got busy with his sister. So I just wanted to find out if he's okay. And I wanted to see him again.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go. You ready to call him?
Yeah.
All right.
Hello?
May I speak to Julio, please?
This is him. Hi.
Hi, Julio. How are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Julio. My name is Nina. I'm also on the show.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Oh. It's a Hi, whole everybody. Show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you know the show? Have you ever listened?
Yes, I do, actually.
All right, cool. Have you ever heard a First Date Follow-Up before?
Yes, I have.
Well, guess what, Julio?
I'm going to guess I'm on First Date Follow-Up.
You are smart.
Ooh. You're the star.
Yeah, man. We got an email about you from Tess. She said that you haven't called her back since your date, and she's wondering why.
Yeah. No, I have not called her back.
Would you mind telling us?
You know, she's a nice girl, and I don't want to embarrass her or anything like that. It's just you meet someone, and you get your first impression, and it goes well for a minute, and then, you know how, like, you kind of reveal yourself as you go on a date, and you're meeting someone for the first time, and she just kind of showed a side of herself that I'm not really into.
Okay.
What side?
What does that mean?
Well, so she's, first of all, I just have to say, because it's, you know, you're attracted to somebody and she's beautiful. She's absolutely stunning woman. We went to this really nice restaurant and we had a really great time at first. It was fun. And, you know, like she was just a great person to talk to. Like I really enjoyed my time with her.
Okay.
But then close to the end of the date, I noticed a gentleman at the table next to us, he got up and left and he left his phone on the table.
Mm-hmm.
I just mentioned to her, I said, Tess, like, grabbed that guy's phone, you know, and she was, I hate to say this because it's a stupid, silly word nowadays, but like, she was such a snob. Like, she was so snobby and like not kind. It really set me off. And
what'd she do?
Well, because she was closer to his table than I was, so I just said, could you reach over and just grab that phone and we'll try to find him or turn it in or whatever. And she was just like, no, don't worry about it. This is a really fancy place, so they'll just put it in lost and found. And I was just like, that's super rude. You know, I was like, what if you did that? If you left your phone, would you want someone to grab it and return it to you? So I just kind of ignored her and was like, what is that about? So I grabbed the phone and I ran outside and I caught the guy just as he was getting into his car. And I was just like, hey man, I'm so sorry to bother you, but you left your phone. And he was the nicest guy. He was so sweet and so grateful and like super duper thankful. And it just took 2 seconds of kindness to be nice to a stranger, you know? Mm-hmm. And the fact that he couldn't do that, I mean, I don't know. I go out of my way to be nice to people because I would like that kind of treatment for myself. And she couldn't do it or wouldn't do it. It just left a bad taste in my mouth. You know, like I don't want to be with somebody who can't be nice.
Okay. I mean, I can see that, you know.
Well, okay. That aside, was she cool? Like, did she get back to being sweet after that moment? Was it just that moment?
If I'm honest, it was kind of, she didn't really change at all. It was just like, I think I did. I was just like, I mean, kindness is like one of the most important things to me, you know, like I said, I go out of my way to like help people and treat them well. And the fact that she couldn't even do one tiny little, and it was 2 seconds. I left the table for literally, I was gone for like 45 seconds. It was not long. And the fact that she couldn't do that, it was really disheartening, really.
Okay. Well, thank you for being honest, man. Also, I need to remind you that she is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh.
Yeah. So, hi. I was actually ticked off that you got up and you interrupted our date to give him the phone. That wasn't cool by me.
You were mad at me for being nice to somebody?
Yeah. I mean, you were on a date with me. Your attention should be on me.
My attention should be on you. What kind of monster are you? Like, this is, what are you talking about?
A monster?
My attention should be on you. Like, I can't help. Yeah, a monster. Like, what kind of heartless person wants the attention to be on them the whole time, even when a stranger lost their phone? You know how important phones are nowadays? Like, we can't survive without them. And I'm just trying to help somebody. What's wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me. What's wrong with you? You're on a date with me. It was clear that the guy was going to get his phone back. The servers would have returned it to him. And what if he was coming back? I don't know. It's not your responsibility.
To be nice to somebody. What do you mean? The server's going to bring them back their phone? They're not going to serve them at home. What are you talking about? Like, how rude could you possibly be?
How rude can you possibly be? Have you ever been on a date before?
What do you mean? Like, how rude could I be? How rude could you be? I've listened to the stories all night. I've had a nice time until you turn into some crazy person that wouldn't go 2 seconds out of your way to be kind to a stranger. I mean, what is your deal? Like, why would you think that I would ever call you back?
You didn't call me back because of that? I mean, we had a good time. We had a really good time, and there was definitely chemistry.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. We were having a good time. Having, like, past tense. Like, you're cute and you're fun and all that stuff, but, like, you're not nice. You're not a kind person, and I don't understand why you can't understand that.
You don't know me. I am a nice and kind person. You don't know me. And you're a pushover.
Julio, would you like to go on another date with Tess? We'll pay for it.
I mean, I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm totally not into it.
What?
No, not at all. No. No, shocking, right? But
sometimes
wow.
That's hot for people.
That's fine. I'll go find somebody in my own league anyway.
Yeah, good luck.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.